The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
As you know, with a new year sometimes comes a few changes. A change for us is that we will be taking a hiatus in several markets at the beginning of the new year. Denver, Atlanta, Portland, Little Rock, Orlando, and Tampa. At the start of 2023, we will not be broadcasting in these radio markets. However, if you are in those cities, you can still listen to What's Right, What's Left online at thewordcleveland.com. That's thewordcleveland.com. Cleveland, as you know, is our home market. We expect that this hiatus will be temporary, but we need to take a hiatus while we catch up on a few bills. We are a donor-supported ministry, so thank you to those of you who have been supporting us from those cities. And we look forward to getting back with you on the radio in those cities as soon as possible.
All righty, we are back, and tonight we have a rising star in radio, our producer, Craig Zumbar.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have out with us tonight, he's a fellow pastor. He's a fellow veteran, he's a fellow patriot, and he's my old buddy, Pastor Joe Larson.
Pastor Joe, one of the few people that'll put up with you on a regular basis.
All righty. Anyhow, we have a whole lot to talk about tonight. First, I got to tell him, Joe, the reason they say the year starting this year in January, because they didn't take into consideration they have to give a 30-day notice. And so from the time they had made the decision, that 30 days ends at January 25th. So January 25th, you folks out there, if we have a miracle, we would need a miracle. It would have to come before January 25th where we could get caught up. Now, already we do have people, many of them are sending in donations and they're making sure that it's coming from their area. And those areas are Denver, Portland, Little Rock, Atlanta, Orlando, and Tampa. And folks out there, and many of you are calling saying, please don't look. We have done, Joe, have we done everything we possibly can to stay on those stations?
Sometimes I think we did more than we should have to try and stay on.
Okay. We've done all that we can. From here on out, folks, it's up to you. It's up to you. And please, I know you've been calling me and saying, please, don't go off my station. It's out of my hands. I don't want to go off your station, but it's out of my hands. And so, so if you want us to stay on, you folks out there, write a letter in Denver to KRKS AM 990. Tell them you'd like for us to stay on, or in Portland, the KPDQ AM 800. Write them a letter if you want us to stay on. Let them know. KDIS FM 99.5 Little Rock, Arkansas. WDW AM 590 Atlanta. WTLN AM 990 Orlando, Florida. or WTN AM 570 Tampa. Well, folks, you know, if you want to stand, write them a letter and tell them, but it doesn't do you any good to write us, because I've told you, I've already done all that we can do. And I mean, we worked hard. We worked really hard, really hard. You won't believe, you know, what we've tried to do to stay on these stations, and because we have friends there. And you folks, we don't want to go off. And Joe, tonight we have a whole lot of information we have to do, because we have so much to get out at this time here, and that's the purpose for us to be here. We're the watchman on the wall. We're to get to warn the people. We're not going to take any calls tonight, Joe. We got too much stuff. We're too loaded to do that. So,
all right.
So with that, Craig, you know, we're not going to take calls. We got too much info. We want to get out. So with that, folks, let's get started. Joe, do you remember the title of the message?
God's Word versus Man's Opinion on Who is a Jew.
All right. Now this all come up. I happened to be listening to two people arguing. And one of them thought that Israel could do nothing wrong. The other thought Israel could do nothing right. And so with that, I asked them, how do you know? What is the only single source in the entire universe, the only single source in the entire universe that is totally inerrant, that is absolutely proof, and it is kept that way by God himself? There's only one source. And they said, well, that's the King James Bible right there. I said, that's right. So do you think that in that King James Bible, the information on what or who is a Jew is in there? Well, of course it is. Well, then that's what we're going to look at. So
that's where we go.
they decided that they'll let the King James Bible settle their argument, okay? So we're going to start. Would you read me, Joe, 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 5 through 9?
We'll do. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria and drove the Jews from Elath, and the Syrians came to Elath and dwelt there unto this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am the servant and thy son. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria and out of the hand of the king of Israel, which riseth against me. And Ahaz took silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house, and sent it for a present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria hearkened unto him, for the king of Assyria went up against Damascus and took it, and carried the people of it captive to Kur, and slew Rezin.
Joe, no. Go ahead. And in this passage, this is the first time the word Jew is used in the Bible. And that you see in verse 6, okay, where it says, and drave the Jews from Elath. And so it's the first time. Now, it was a name for those of the tribe of Judah. It was just a short name for those of the tribe of Judah. Now, at this point here, what is happening, you have Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel. You had them. They went to Ahaz, and they asked Ahaz, look, he was the king of Judah. Join with us in a confederacy against Assyria, and because Assyria was threatening, Assyria basically was controlling the land, and they wanted to overthrow Assyria. But Ahaz, by the way, Ahaz was a wicked king. He was a wicked king, by the way, and so he went to the Assyrians and cut a deal. Says, "Look, I need your help," and here's gold and silver and whatever. And so what happened?
Took it out of the Lord's treasury too.
Yep. And so here that Ahaz, he went to Damascus and he paid the tribute money to Tiglath-Pileser because the Assyrians had captured Damascus and the capital of Syria. Now Ahaz was afraid of a southern sweep, but he was really relying more on money than on God to keep the powerful king out of his land. So his plan failed miserably. Although Tiglath-Pileser did not conquer Judah, he caused much, much trouble, and Ahaz regretted asking for his help. Time and time again, these people, instead of going to the Lord, Joe, and asking for help, you know, what do they do? Now, why is it they don't want to go to the Lord for help? Why is it they want to go to, especially Egypt?
Well, one, I guess it's lack of faith, and two, they're counting on their own wisdom, knowledge, and intrigue, and that's usually the big failure where we start to think we can handle things, we can do it ourselves.
Yep. Well, it's more than that. You see, to obey, if they count on God, they have to obey God.
And, right. Well,
and
yes.
You see, the whole point of it is they're saying, look, God, okay, you're gonna want us to be obedient to you. You're gonna want us not to sin. You're gonna want us not to have our sexual sins and all of the other sins that we have, the lying and the stealing, and you know, we like our sin. We, you know, it's just like America today. It's like Israel today. Okay, you know, God, we don't. You know, look, here, you leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. Just leave us alone in our sin. That's basically what all of the Democratic Party is today. Okay, now.
Exactly, but in their minds, it's like we're going to do it our way. We don't need to take instruction. We don't need help. We can live our lives the way we choose.
Absolutely.
And
no.
They don't understand there are consequences that they cannot control because of that thinking.
I'm going to do some commentary here, Joe, so let me go with it. There are those that believe that the Jews can do no wrong. John Hagee is one of those that believe the Jews can do no wrong. There are those that believe that the Jews can do no good. Tex Mars, I had known him for years and years, and he changed. He changed back, you know, just went from pro-Israel to anti-Israel. And he was one of those that didn't even believe that Christ was a Jew. Then there are those that believe that there are no real Jews, but all are half-breeds. You have the Samaritans, you got the Herodians, you got the Khazars, etc. There are those that believe that all professing to be Jews are Jews. And then there are those that believe that we should not witness to the Jews because they're saved by lineage, by being a Jew. And that's that's what John Hagee teaches.
I know. I'm having to laugh because Scripture is very clear on who brings salvation.
So you mean you believe that you must be born again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, but that, you know, God said it, I believe it, and I'm sticking with it.
Now, there are those that believe that the church has replaced Israel, and we are spiritual Israel. Those are the ones you call covenant or replacement theology, Joe, out there. Many of the Presbyterians and some of the Lutheran and that believe that God is finished with Israel. And that's a real, real problem with that because God doesn't know that. There's a lot of prophecy yet to be fulfilled by the nation of Israel. In fact, the tribulation period is for what?
Purification of the Jews.
That's right. And that hasn't happened yet, has it?
Not to my knowledge.
All right.
Unless I overslept and missed something.
again, there are those that believe that Jesus was not even a Jew. Jeremiah Wright. There are those that believe that all born-again Christians have a Jew living inside of them. Okay.
Ooh.
There are those that believe that Hebrew is the language of heaven. And, again, Longfellow said about the Jews, The Jews are like a little girl with a little curl. When she was good, she was very, very good. And when she was bad, she was very, very bad. Now, again, we just read the first recorded use of the word Joe, and that was in 2 Kings 16:16. But, Joe, turn over to Genesis 12 and read me verses 1 through 3.
Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
All right, so here now, when Abraham was good, he was very, very good, wasn't he?
he walked with the Lord. He was righteous enough to be, the Lord would call him to be one of the greatest in the Bible.
But when he was bad, he was very, very bad. Would you read me verses 10 through 19?
All right. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai, his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me. But if they will save thee, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee.
Oh, keep reading. Go all the way through through 19.
Through to what?
Through 20.
19. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princess also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen and he asses and manservants and maidservants and she asses and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called upon Abram and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Thou saidst thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me for wife. Now therefore, because behold thy wife, take her and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had.
So now, which one was it? Was she his wife or his sister?
In a way, she was both, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. She was both. You see, they had the same father, but different mothers. And so, she actually was his sister. But now, here, what did he fail to do?
Half-truth is a lie, right?
Right. What did he fail to do? What did Abraham fail to do?
Trust God.
He failed to trust God.
That God would take care of things. And God did in the end. He kind of saved Abraham, and Pharaoh sent him away, and sent him away with all he had, which is rather unusual. It's kind of a miracle because Pharaoh was angry. Pharaoh didn't beat him, kill him, imprison him. And then when he sent him away, he let him take all his goods that he had acquired.
So here, what did Abraham cause? So he caused what? He caused a great plague to come upon the land.
Plague, okay? Yeah. It doesn't say what it was, but it definitely got Pharaoh's attention.
Yeah, well, absolutely, but what would have happened had Pharaoh taken her in? She would have killed him.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, that's what Pharaoh said. He would have killed him, but God would have prevented that from happening, right?
Right. And so here, so Abraham did what? He feared, apparently he didn't have the trust in God. You know, he did too. You think he learned from that?
Certainly hope so, because he got a little better, I think, later on.
Well, Joe, you've got sons. Okay, now do you think it would have taken a lot of faith for you to take your son up on a mountain, bind him?
I think it would have taken more faith than I'm afraid I have.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad I wasn't tested like that. I really...
Yeah, that kind of test is more than scary.
Much, much more than scary. You're right about that. And, you know, during my life, I haven't been afraid of much, but boy, I would really fear having to be put in that position there. And so here now, you had, with Israel, with the Jew, you've got the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, Joseph. Do you think Joseph was counted as a righteous man?
That's what Scripture said. He was counted as righteous in the eyes of God.
Yep, and what about Daniel?
He definitely wasn't perfect. Neither
what about Daniel?
David.
David was good and bad. He was, when he was good, he was very good. When he was bad, boy, did he mess up. Remember Uri?
Yep.
And Bathsheba?
I was thinking, David. Daniel, I don't remember anything Daniel did, but human, I know he had to sin.
No, Daniel was righteous. Was Daniel and Joseph, they were righteous before God. I mean, very righteous. They were men, and there was no fault in them could be found in them. And Isaiah and Elijah, these were men where they could have no fault found in them. But what about the women? How about Hannah, Elizabeth, and Mary? Would those be three women that the Lord called righteous?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about the bad, Manasseh? Jeroboam, Ahaz, would they be wicked,
there's
wicked
quite
men?
A list that were very wicked, very evil.
What about the women, Jezebel, Athaliah, and Delilah? Actually, Athaliah was actually worse than her mother, Jezebel.
That's
pretty hard to do,
It's hard to imagine, but yeah, it runs in the family, I guess.
Now, what about the ugly, and by that I mean the ugly communist, the Antichrist, wicked, vulgar, ugly communist that we're fighting today in America with this communist takeover. How about Bernie Sanders?
Wicked, Antichrist.
No relation to me. What about Chucky Schumer? Bill Gates?
Yeah, all those people, the deceit, the lies, the trickery, the underhanded...
George Soros. See, Joe, these are all Jews, Joe. They're all Jews. Bernie Sanders is a Jew. Chucky Schumer is a Jew. Bill Gates is a Jew. George Soros is a Jew.
Well,
but are they really Jews, or are they of the synagogue
of
Satan?
He's a Jew of the synagogue of Satan. Soros is not a Jew. He's a Jew of the synagogue of Satan.
What about Hillary Clinton, Liz Cheney, Joy Blowhard, and Whoopi Cushion Goldberg?
I know they're wicked women, but I don't know that any of them are Jewish or claim to be.
They all are. They all are.
They all are, okay.
Yep, okay. Hillary's real last name was Rosen.
Oh, that's right, right.
That was her maiden name. She had they kept a kosher kitchen in the White House when she was there. So... Anyhow, Joy Blowhard, Whoopi Cushion professes to be Jewish. She's changed her religion, but believe me, these are...
I quit paying attention to her long ago, except for the only thing she can serve as a example of wickedness and bad behavior and bad thinking.
You know, Joe, for 45 years I went to the prisons and death rows, and the men in their cells were allowed to put a picture up on the wall. You know, usually it was one of those foldouts. I never saw one picture of Hillary or Liz Cheney or Joy Blowhart. Not one, or Whoopi Goldberg. All right, we're up against a break. We'll be back right after this.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The new world order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
We're back. Boy, Joe, talking about being blinded by the eyes. Boy, did we see that with Biden's visit to the border. But I've got some announcements. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we've got to remember the Lord mentioned that the lies of omission are, you know, he talked about that more than the lies of commission. So when Biden went down into this sterilized environment where everything was cleaned up and orderly and not an illegal alien in sight, I mean, the world must be mocking us, laughing at us, because the world knows the truth. And that was, to me, just so embarrassing as a citizen.
Well, you know, the lamestream media, and what I mean by that, the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, NPR, PMSNBC. Today I heard PMSNBC talking about where they're having riots in Brazil. I mean, millions of people are rioting in Brazil, Joe, because what they did, they placed their own communist in there. They inserted him, and like they did here, like they did with Joe Biden, like they inserted Joe Biden, the communist here. But the people have had it. They're hungry. They're hungry, and they did to them in Brazil what Biden wants to do to us here, to totally eliminate the middle class altogether, have only the very impoverished and the very elite.
And the very poor.
And so here, this on PMSNBC, this woman was saying, one of the talking heads, how these people believe that there was election fraud, but she was making an appointment. They falsely believe that there was no election fraud. What a lie, told by what a liar. Just like those that said there was no election fraud here in this country. What lies told by what liars? What does the Bible say about all liars will have their place where?
In the lake of fire.
And here, today, you know, right now, Biden had ordered, big tech, all of them, to censor Tucker Carlson. He also wants to know, he wants the Communist Party to push through legislation, or he's going to try to do it himself, to license us, Joe, to license people like us, all of us, the opposition, so they can control what we say, that they can remove us if we tell the truth. It's unbelievable. And here, well, you know, in France and in Germany,
it isn't, because we've been telling people we are in the middle of a communist revolution, and every communist revolution, the first thing they do is control the press, shut down opposition speech, and, you know, they want no free speech, because that's enemy number one. The first thing that has to go is free speech.
Absolutely right. Folks, here in France and Germany, Joe, the people are rioting and they're starving. They're rioting in France. Did you see anything at all on any of the fake news media about the millions of people in Paris that came out in Paris? And I watched them as they continuously pushed back the police. The police didn't even try to stop them. The police just backed up. You wouldn't believe how many people were there. And because they're hungry, they're running out of food, thanks to this new world order, and created famine. And that's what they want to do here.
They're having problems in London. They're having strikes in the medical profession. I mean, there are huge things going on all over the world. If you don't look at the European press, you would think everything is relatively peaceful, but it's not. The world is a very violent and unsettled place right now.
Well, here in America, Joe, the production of corn is way down. Joe, the production of rice is way, way down. The production of tomatoes is way down. Okay, the production of eggs is way down. The food, I mean, all of it is down, way, way down. On purpose.
Well,
it's being done on purpose. Pardon?
You know why? There's a big headline out. Big American farm sounds the alarm. Livestock numbering in millions are starving to death, could soon starve to death. Because of the shortage of feed, which it blamed on a lot of the rail delivery facilities, chicken cattle they're short of grain food, and the point has been reached where hundreds of thousands of dairy cattle are not being fed, when millions of chickens will starve to death because of the Union Pacific service failure.
This is all being pushed.
The economy.
It's all being pushed by Biden. Now, folks, it is time now. The Republicans have taken over, and they've got McCarthy. McCarthy is a rhino, but they got him right by the throat. They've got him this time. So he's going to have to go along. He's going to have to do what he promised. Now, here, Joe, it's time for people to call their congressmen, to call all of you folks, to call your congressmen, and demand that they impeach Biden. Call, and that number is 202. Folks, while you have a country left, listen to me, while you still have any kind of a country left, you need to do that. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Again, that number, dear congressman, folks, I'm going to tell you, you can do it. They can do it. You have people like Jim Jordan up there now, Matt Gaetz. These people are now in control there in Congress. While you still have a country, listen, even a lot of Democrats will know that they'll have no place to live if they don't stop Biden. You've got to do this. Call your congressman. Demand that they impeach Biden. Demand it. And especially call, when you call, ask for Kevin McCarthy. You go to his office, Speaker McCarthy's office. Call him first. Just call 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. And demand. Start with McCarthy. But call your congressman. In fact, call as many. And demand that they impeach Biden. Joe, here tomorrow night, right here in our area, there's going to be a meeting. NOAACA, Joe, is the Agenda 2030 people. These are the Agenda 2030. These are virtually communist globalists. And they're attempting here to get to advance their sinister agenda here in Northeast Ohio, which is a total threat, Joe, to all Ohio citizens. These are the Agenda 2030. That means they're after your property. They're after your freedom. They're after, they're after you, period. These are unelected bureaucrats that work in the shadows. Now, tomorrow night at 5:30, these unelected, shadowy, sinister people are going to be at the Geauga County Library. That's in Middlefield. Actually, it's the Middlefield Library, or the Geauga County Library in Middlefield. And the address is 16167. That's 16167, which is Route 87, East High Street. That's 16167 East High Street in Middlefield. And if you're looking it up, the zip is 44062. Folks, again, it's very important for you folks here in Northeast Ohio to attend this meeting at 5:30. These people are very sinister. That's why we're here on the radio trying to warn you, like we have warned you, Joe, for all of these years. We warned you about the public school system. We warned you what would happen, okay? All of this stuff that has come down, we warned you. We warned you about the globalists. We warned you about the depopulation. We warned you about the vaccines. And now we're telling you, you folks in Northeast Ohio, you need to show up at this library, and you need to let these people, NOAACA, know very, very clearly that you want them gone. You want them out of Ohio. You want no part of them here, no part of their sinister agenda. And again, that's tomorrow at 5:30 at 16167 East High Street in Middlefield, Ohio. All righty, Joe, I forgot to give our address for them. There are people wanting to know our address. They do want to. There are people out there that want to keep us on the air, and Lord, I hope so. And you know what? I'll say one more thing, and then I'll let you go in and let's do rapid fire with some articles. But we had some people say that they feel that the Lord is going to provide that he's got people out there that have a whole lot more money than they know what to do with. And there are people telling me that they just feel that we're going to get a miracle and that some deep pockets out there are going to come to our aid. I hope they're right, don't you?
I certainly hope so. It would be a wonderful blessing, but if it be the Lord's will, we'll be on the air.
It would have to be the Lord's will, huh?
Yes, it'd have to be His will, and He'd have to touch some hearts.
But that
address, I'll give it, is WRWL Ministries. It's 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road, in the city of Newberry, NEWBURY, Ohio, 44065. One more time, real quick. WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065.
All righty. Joe, let's do some articles. I want to start with one here. Doctors slam Joe Biden. Abortion pills will kill or injure women, and he's making it worse. Now, a recent decision by the Food and Drug Regime allowing pharmacies to dispense the child-killing pills, the RU486. By the way, that RU486, you know what that stands for, right?
RU, a person, 486-ing, getting rid of. If you 86 something, you throw it in the trash.
That's a really sick sense of humor, aren't they? That's what they call the pill. Are you for killing?
It's humor.
Yeah, when we were talking in the military, when the order was given to 86, that means to take them out.
Right.
And so here,
kill when people in business who was throwing the trash dispose of. Either way, it's not a good connotation.
No, these people are very sick. They're very sick, sinister people to come up with that, thinking it's funny. But anyhow, Joe. It says, a recent decision by the Food and Drug Administration allowing pharmacies to dispense baby-killing pills could lead to harmful and even lethal consequences for women, according to medical professionals that spoke with a Daily Caller News Foundation. The agency announced the decision earlier this week that it would allow pharmacies to fill out applications to become officially certified to administer the deadly, deadly drugs to women, induced chemical child kills. Women are no longer required to see a physician before obtaining. Yeah. So, Joe, let me just say this. I'm going to tell you this. Joe, if these women out there listening to me, if these women out there, period, if they take this kill pill to kill a child, do they deserve to die? Do they deserve to be injured, or do they deserve to die, Joe?
God says the wages of sin is death, and that's called murder. And, that's a major sin, and it's worthy of death.
That's right, Joe. That's what God has said.
I didn't say it. God did. I'm just quoting Scripture.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. Anyone and everyone that says that's not true is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in any of them, okay? You women out there that kill your child, that child belongs to God. That's what God has said. You kill that child, you deserve to die. And I know there's going to...
Jesus say if you harm one of these little ones, it would be better that a millstone be cast around your neck and you be dragged through the depths of the ocean. I would think that's a pretty clear message from the Lord.
What does he say in Genesis?
Children.
What does he say in Genesis 9, 5 through 7? The entire purpose of government, of legitimate sovereign government, is to preserve the image of God. What does he say?
Right.
He says those that destroy the image of God have to forfeit their own lives. Does he not?
Yes.
Okay, so there you go. So is that called settled law?
It's settled by the supreme judge of the universe who will be around forever. There will not be any replacement on his court. His supreme court is supreme forever and ever and ever.
All right. I mean, you really have to have very low or no standards. I mean, very low or no standards to go along with what this society has today in America, where they just...
fear of God. You have to have absolutely no fear of God.
Here's another one, Joe. Joe Biden turning the post office into abortion biz just makes dangerous back alley abortions legal. What a wicked guy. For decades, pro-death advocates have relied on inaccurate data to paint a scary picture of dangerous back alley abortions in a post Roe v. Wade. Remember when they were doing that and we found out that it was like 1%? But the reality today is much different. Today, there is a new kind of back alley, and that is the Biden regime is delivering it. Biden's Department of Justice recently cleared the United States Postal Service to transport child-killing pills to pro-life states in the mail. This decision is clearly intended to circumvent state child-killing bans and place more money into the hands of the bloody abortion child-killing cartel. You can bet a bunch some of that blood money.
State laws prevent abortion clinics and abortion doctors, but they're not written to stop individual women from taking a, quote, legal drug from a pharmacy.
Joe, this man Biden is so evil. He is so wicked. He is so ungodly. We need to pray. I'm going to ask the folks today to pray in a precatory prayer with me, asking that the Lord would remove him. Biden refuses. He refuses to repent. And he thinks God needs him more than he needs God. And so, folks, I just want to pray. I just hope you will. I just hope you'll have the courage and the integrity and the decency and the honor to pray with me, because this wicked man wants to kill all the children. He's a part of this whole world depopulation program. He's wicked to the bone. And so pray with me that the Lord would remove this wicked man. Would you do that? Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just would ask you, Lord, we prayed that this wicked man would repent, and we see no repentance at all. So, Lord, we would ask you that you would remove this wicked man so children can live. So little bitty innocent children can live, Lord. So we are again asking, Father God, Lord, and I hope people are praying with me all across the country, that you would remove this wicked, ungodly, wicked man. And Lord, for those prissy preachers that are like dumb dogs, too afraid to bark, too afraid to stand up, too afraid to tell the truth, Lord, I just would pray that you give those little ladies some pink bloomers to wear. Anyhow, Father God, I'm just asking that you would do that, that you would remove this wicked man. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The reason I said that, Joe, is because I'll hear from people saying, well, my pastor says you're a mean man, Pastor Uni. Anyhow, and those are those prissy preachers that are like dumb dogs, too afraid to bark.
Right. Well, Scripture makes it pretty clear, you repent or perish. I mean, I wonder what part of repent or perish they don't understand.
Well, you know, most of the Bible, the vast majority of those in the pulpits are not even saved. Look.
No.
The Bible says the righteous are what? Bold as lions, right?
Bold as lions.
And these prissy preachers that just want to stay there, they just want to get a paycheck and stay comfortable, God didn't raise them up. And their mama must have raised them up, put them in a pulpit, but God sure didn't, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All righty.
A good way to make money, have a nice soft job, and maybe get rich and famous, but they sure weren't called, because you look at all through Scripture, look at those that God called. It certainly wasn't for the money. It wasn't for the notoriety. Moses and, I'm having a senior moment. Jesus, the one that said the coming of Jesus.
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist. I mean, of all things, it was just my brain wouldn't spit it out. I mean, look at some of these people, what they went through for the Lord. You can tell who was called. They certainly didn't do it for the fame or the money.
Right. And so, anyhow, history will tell you that John the Baptist was a righteous and a bold man. Right. But Herod was a cowardly little man, wasn't he?
Well, he tried to get rid of his problems the easy way and just have them eliminated, beheaded.
Well,
That's pretty evil and wicked, as well as being cowardly.
Hell hath opened her mouth wide, hasn't she?
Yeah, and as the saying goes, hell ain't half full yet.
Yep. One more article here. Biden administration doubles down on child killing. All-out agenda. One of Joe Biden's highest priorities during his term in the Oval Office was to promote baby killing. With that and pedophilia. And we're going to get to that in a few minutes. He's even in the face of the Supreme Court returning Roe insisted that he can change the rules for hospitals nationwide and demand that they kill babies. He's an evil man. I mean, a really evil man. He wants to demand that medical workers have no conscience and have no rights when it comes to child killing. That's Joe Biden, Joe Obama Biden.
They want the changes. You have to be willing to kill the babies to get through medical school now and many of the big medical schools. It's a requirement.
Do you have an article? You've got about 4 minutes or 3 minutes.
One, something you kind of know, but a liberal professor admits to the leftist takeover of America. And it's a long article, but the author, Michael Brown, goes in and does a history, but he talks about Russell Jake Jacoby. He's a professor emeritus at the Department of History, UCLA, and he goes back and cites articles this man has written. He's been in the middle of the leftist rebellion for years, and part of the ones changing the world. He said, we were the leftists, the Maoists, the radicals, the Marxists, the worldists, the anarchists, the protesters. And this professor came out and said, we have refashioned education, but not only that, the students we've graduated have gone out, left academia and gone out into the world and are changing the world. And they are the ones that are bringing about the woke revolution. They're the ones that are championing the diversity, the inclusion, the racism, the abortions, and all these other things that are happening. And he said something, you know, he kind of got to change some of the professors that were following him. And Michael Brown and several other professors ended the article. They said, these results of the liberal professors in our education system have been catastrophic. And people have mocked our concerns, and this would include you and I, over the decades about what's happening to education. And he said, you out there, the people of America, have mocked our concerns over decades. Please listen to us now. We said these days were coming. The fruit of the sexual revolution of the 60s empowered the LGBTQ radicalism and now empowered the wokeism. And we have said that things will only get worse unless we now make a radical course correction. Will you listen to us now? And that's kind of like what you and I have been saying for a long time. Will you please listen to us now? We warned you 40, 50 years ago. We're still warning on some of the same things. Will you listen to us now, America?
Joe, we're out of time for right now. We're coming up to a fast break, so hang tight when we get back. I've got a clip, and you got to hear this clip. I'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.